460.
This family dollar store opened about 2 years ago in the tiny western Oklahoma city of Gary. It's the closest thing to a grocery store for miles around.
Ice cream bars, corn dogs, frozen dinners, frozen pizzas, Lunchables, milk.
There are frozen and canned vegetables, but as manager Jackie Hogue checks out customers, she says the perishable food choices here are limited.
We do not have fresh produce. I went away, babe. We do not have fresh meat, that type of item. We have a lot of frozen food, canned food, that type of stuff, but nothing on the fresh side.
Gary is on the edge of one of Oklahoma's many federally designated food deserts, areas of the state that are both low income and more than 10 miles from the nearest supermarket or large grocery store. In urban areas, the threshold is 1 mile. 55 of the state's 77 counties have food deserts. For Gary resident Jordan Medicine Bear and her young daughter, there aren't many healthy options nearby.
They probably have like small packages of meat at the grocery, at the Family Dollar or at the restaurant. But other than that, no, not too much.
There isn't a full-fledged supermarket anywhere near here.
El Reno or Watonga, how about like 30, 45 minutes?
My name is Liz Wagner, and I'm the Oklahoma Government Relations Director for the American Heart Association. Access to food does not equal access to healthy food.
Wagner says poverty and a lack of healthy food options create a cycle of obesity and heart disease, Oklahoma's number one killer.
You know, we're wanting to make the healthy choice the easier choice. People can't improve their health and have active, healthier lifestyles and kind of break some of those systemic cycles if they don't have access to the foods that will help them grow healthier.
That's why the American Heart Association requested Senate Bill 506, the Healthy Food Financing Act, which is headed to the governor's desk after passing through the state legislature.
So essentially, the legislation will establish this fund, this program, the Healthy Food Financing Initiative.
The fund would construct grocery stores, expand local farmers markets, and help corner store owners buy refrigerators if they want to offer fresh foods. Anything that would help expand healthy choices in Oklahoma's food deserts. The money would be available as loans or grants. Wagner says there are several private businesses and nonprofits ready to contribute to the fund, and there's federal money available for the program, too.
It's easy to say we need to eat healthy and exercise more. It's just as easy to say we'll start tomorrow.
Because of the former First Lady's Let's Move campaign.
It really got its main push through Michelle Obama's campaign, and then there was a lot of federal funding allocated through the USDA for healthy food financing initiatives.
Oklahoma doesn't have a program to take advantage of that federal money, but it's about to. Wagner expects Governor Mary Fallon to sign the Food Desert Bill, and Peggy Thompson, Deputy Commissioner of the State Agriculture Department, is ready to implement it.
This is something that's been done in numerous other states and has been extremely successful. Alabama, Louisiana, some up in the Northeast, they've seen tremendous effects of the grocery store or the community store, the little corner store, being very successful. And the studies are showing that people want that healthy food, they just don't have access to it.
Back at the Gary Family Dollar, manager Jackie Hogue says she could be interested in using the new program herself.
If the company would allow it, because we are a corporation, if they would allow it, I'd be all for it. Everything for my customers and the community, I'm up for it.
And because the program relies on federal and private money, Oklahoma's Healthy Food Financing Initiative won't depend on fickle state funding. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.